Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Growing up in suburban Philadelphia, Narberth, Pennsylvania, I enjoyed being able to watch the railroads roll by. And I thought, because my grandfather was a railroader, it was forever. Well, it was not. And recently, the strike and then called off strike underlines the critical nature of the railroads in the U.S. to keep goods flowing, to keep the economy strong. However, I welcome Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, to comment on an aspect of railroads that I did not know was significant, profound even, the short line railroads. Selina, a very good evening to you. You speak to two short line railroads in your neighborhood. That would be Western Pennsylvania. I'm from the eastern part of the state. The Allegheny Valley Railroad and especially the Everett Railroad Company. What is a short line railroad? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on. So a short line railroad, the most basic way of thinking of it, it's the first mile and the last mile of any railroad system. They are the these are small businesses that were born out of the 1980, I believe, was the act. It was the Staggers Act. They were born out of the Staggers Act that deregulated the railway system, the national railroad system, and all these tiny little small businesses were born. They are the ones that take the produce, that take the chemicals, that take the coal, the natural gas, the ethanol, the lumber, the cows, the chicken, the feed, everything that you can think of from the manufacturers or from the farms to the big guys, to the Norfolk and Southern, to the CSX, and that then gets it to your front door. When the railroads were deregulated in 1980, all these big railroads did not want to man and take care of and operate these smaller rail lines that went into the small towns, and they left them abandoned. And there were some very smart small business people who bought up old trains and bought up these tracks and started small businesses to connect the big guys with the produce that and the commerce that the commodities that we need. Without them, everything that we use would come from China or Mexico. But because they were smart enough to realize the potential, they took over these small rail lines and connect us, the consumers, with the American manufacturer, with the American farmer.
You introduced us to Alan Maples of the Everett Railroad Company, who's a wonderful dreamer because he took his college money and bought the Everett Railroad Company. How does he do it? How many employees does he have? What are his concerns?
He has 13 employees. There are 603 short line railroad companies in this country, in every state except Hawaii. And so he makes money. He makes money taking like sand and gravel and lumber, but also farm goods and paper and chemicals from point A to point B, connecting them with the companies that make them in the small towns to Norfolk and Southern, who then delivers them to the big cities. And he also has a side business. He has an excursion railroad. He is a bit eccentric, and he collects old steam engines and passenger cars, rehabs them, and then puts people pay to go on them and do a 27-mile loop through Blair and Cambria County, actually not that far at all from the famous Altoona Curve. He has one right now that goes to visit Santa Claus. But it runs year-round on weekends, and it's an incredible experience. It's like stepping back in time 100 years.
Selena reminds me where this all came from, the short line railroads, the big railroads, the deregulation of the railroads. It turns out I saw it as a child. 1958 is my best guess, or 1957. My uncle in Bucks County, we took a ride through the country roads, and we came across a vast construction site. Huge earth movers, which when you're 9 or 10 years old are very important to you. And there were ramps that were half built. That was the Intercontinental Rail highway system under construction in the East Coast. That led to the slide of railroads in this country. That was the driver. And what Selena is identifying here are the dreamers who are sustaining the part of that system that if it died, well, Selena, we wouldn't have a choice. You mentioned we'd have to go to trucks, which increase the load of greenhouse gases, of road wear, of taxes on everybody if we didn't have the short lines.
That's exactly right. Railroads are green. People don't think of them that way. But it would take, there's a calculation in the story where how many hundreds of thousands of trucks it would take to deliver what one loaded short line can deliver on the rail, meaning diesel fuel and wear and tear on the highways and on the bridges. And so these short lines aren't just functional, they actually save our infrastructure, and they are incredibly green. They keep the pollution and the carbon levels down in our cities.
And the puzzle here is, did Congress understand that it was starving the railroads with trillions of dollars poured into the highway system that is now the bane of those who want to make America green? In other words, we built the problem in the 1950s. Is anybody talking about solving it in the 2020s, which would be railroading?
You know, it's really interesting. I heard from several U.S. senators who were aware of this, but who bemoaned the fact that most of their colleagues did not. And they understood the functionality, the critical importance. You know, if there's not a short line, if there's not a short line railroad in your area, the supply chain completely collapses. And there are several U.S. senators and members of Congress who understood that. But it was interesting to me to hear from them, and they all said the same thing. You'd be surprised at how many people in D.C. do not understand this. And so to the answer to your question is, not enough in Congress understand what a short line is.
Right now, your understanding of these railroads, they have to maintain the equipment, they have to do the books. Who does the track work? Because that is constant. I see this on the Harlem Railroad. There's always a crew out there.
Yeah, they do it. They have their own, you know, their maintenance crew. They're out there every day. These people work really, really hard. And you really should think of them every time you go and buy a case of water or you pick up fresh produce. I mean, think of Whole Foods. Whole Foods is a company that prides itself on having local produce in their grocery stores. They even mark it on the little signs where it says where it comes from. Well, it got there from a short line, directly from the farm. And so their impact in our daily lives, there is one thing you can't look around in your house or your office and not see most of it coming from, delivered by short line railroad.
Chuck Baker is president of the American Short Line and Regional Railroad Association. You spoke with him. What does he want? What are his dreams for the short lines?
He just wants it to be recognized as how critically important it is. And when Congress is making decisions, that they pay attention to what's going, the critical importance of a short line railroad. When they make their decisions in terms of infrastructure, when they talk about things that are green, when they talk about green jobs, you never would think about it, but these are green jobs.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, writing about the short line railroads in the newspaper, of the Washington Examiner, of the New York Post. We're headed to the Keystone State's governor-elect, Josh Shapiro, and Common Sense. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.